I'd like to kind of take a break here. I'd like to do an impersonation first, an impersonation of one of my favorite entertainers, and one of my favorite entertainers is not Liberace, what are you talking about? One of my favorite entertainers is Ernest Tubb, and he was one of my grandmother's favorites too back in her time. We've got a record of Ernest Tubb's at home. It's got a crack on it, and when it goes around, the needle hangs on it, and it sounds like this. Huh? Billy Bird ain't on this record. He flew the coop when the crack opened up there. Answer the phone when it rings, 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 dark. And if somebody knocks, let them in, 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 in. You don't have to be afraid that it's me, 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 me. I'll never bother you again. Thank you. We'd like to get Marshall up here to do one now, right after one more that I got here. Yeah. Thank you very much. Marshall's going to do an impersonation, aren't you, Marshall?
Yeah.
I'd like to do an impersonation for you, one of my favorites. I'd like to do an impersonation of a cat.
A cat.
Singing cat, not a tom cat. You know, while Elvis Presley, I know you've heard of Elvis Presley, he's doing pretty good in the business now. Matter of fact, he's almost the business now. But while he was overseas, there were a lot of rock and roll singers that tried to sing like him and act like him and kind of take over while he was gone. But they didn't quite make it. I'd like to give you our impersonation, not of Elvis, but of all of those fellows. Well, if I lose my britches, I'll have to charge you extra next show. Since my baby left me, oh! Will I find a new place to dwell? Marshall! Oh! Sanity in the lonely street at Harvard. You be so lonely. You be so lonely. You be so lonely.